Take a moment to think about who your close friends are. Recall their names, maybe bring up an image of them in your imagination. Just recall who your close friends are. Now think about what your relationship with them is like. How do you interact with them? How often do you speak with them? What kind of a friendship is it like? How close are you to these friends? Bring that up to your mind in this next brief moment. Now think, what would your friendship be like? What would that relationship be like with those close friends if you talk to them as often as you pray? What would happen to that relationship? For some of us, maybe that relationship with those close friends would get even closer. But for some of us, maybe we thought in that brief moment, I probably wouldn't keep them as friends for very long. Jesus wants us to be in relationship with him. He wants us to be with him forever in heaven, but that relationship starts now. It starts here on earth. We are called to be with the Lord. We're called to be in relationship with him. And we do that in many ways. One of those ways is prayer. Prayer is lifting our hearts and our minds to the Lord, talking to him and letting him talk to us. It's part of that relationship. And in my own prayer, when I was praying with our readings, a few things came to mind, three words: called, chosen, and sent. Now, the word called isn't actually used in these readings, but that concept or idea is present. If we think about our first reading, we heard Amos say that he wasn't always a prophet, that he used to be a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. But then God took him in a different direction. We could say that God called him to be a prophet. But he had to choose to respond to that call. He could have decided, you know what, not for me, not interested. I'm just going to stay a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores, because I know how to do that, and I'm already doing that, and things seem to be going fine. He could have taken that route, but he was called to do something different, and he chose to respond. He chose to follow the Lord. He chose to be in that kind of relationship with God. It was an invitation, but it wasn't forced upon him. And I know that I can certainly relate to that. Before I was a priest, I was a nuclear engineer. And God called me to a different way of life, but I didn't have to follow. But I did. I accepted that invitation. And even before that, I had to accept an invitation to even be in relationship with God. I had drifted away in middle school, came back in college. God extended an invitation, and it took me a while to respond to that. To choose to be in relationship with the Lord, to choose to be his follower. But we're all called to be followers. We're all invited to be in relationship with the Lord. In our second reading, St. Paul talked about being chosen to be holy and blameless in the sight of God. That's what God plans for us. That's what God desires for us. All of us have this universal call to holiness, to become saints. God wants that for us. But we need to choose to respond to that, to be in relationship with the Lord and allow him to guide us to that holiness, to fill us with his grace and make us those saintly people that he wants us to be. But he's not going to force it upon us. We have to choose to cooperate. And when we choose to cooperate, when we accept this invitation to be God's people, his holy people, then we allow him to build us up, to make us greater, to help us to become those saints. It's not instantaneous, it's a process. So even in my own journey, after I had decided to become a disciple, a follower of Christ, and strove to live according to his teaching. I still made many mistakes. I still make mistakes. It's a process. It's a journey in relationship with the Lord. But so long as we accept that invitation and we seek to follow the Lord, even when we make mistakes, we can be forgiven of those and continue in that relationship on that journey towards union with God forever in heaven, which is our goal, or it should be. And so we are chosen by God, but we must respond to that choice of God, cooperate with his grace, and allow ourselves to be transformed by his merciful love to become the saintly people he wants us to be. And when we follow God in this relationship, this pursuit of holiness, answering the call to holiness, then there might be a further call. In my case, there was a further call. Well, we all have further calls, but in my case, the further call that I had was towards priesthood. And that wasn't in accordance with my own plans. My plan was to become a nuclear engineer, get married, have a family. I did the first one, but God had different plans for me so that I didn't do the other two. But because I had my own plans and I was so fixated on my own plans, it took a while for me to accept God's invitation to become a priest. I wanted him to tell me to become a husband and a father. And I would go to the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, just tell me what you want me to do and I'll do it. An open, honest, and sincere prayer, except not entirely, because I wanted him to tell me what I wanted him to tell me. I wanted him to say, get married, have a family, and he never did. Instead, when I would make that prayer, God would respond. He would speak to me in different ways, images, thoughts, enticing me towards the priesthood. But he would also speak to me through other people. A priest would come up and say, have you ever thought about the priesthood? And be like, oh, that's weird. No, thank you. Because I had my own plan. I wanted to do my own thing. I thought that that would make me happiest. But God knows me better than I know myself. He chose a different path for me, one in relationship with him, but also one that would make me happier than anything I would have chosen for myself. And we're all called by God in a particular way to live out this vocation to holiness, this relationship with God. But sometimes we can be stubborn, and I was one of those stubborn people. And so I would go back to the Lord in prayer, hoping that he would tell me what he wanted to tell me. And time again, he would keep saying the same thing through other people, like priests who would say, have you ever thought about the priesthood? In fact, that happened to me 8 times, and I still wasn't satisfied. I didn't like what he was telling me. But he was winning me over little by little, converting me to this path that he had chosen for my own happiness. This path, this way of living out my relationship with him. And we're all chosen in different ways to live out our lives of holiness. But we must be willing, we must choose to respond to that love that God has for us, choose to be in relationship with him, choose to pray. Not only speaking to the Lord, but also listening, seeing what he has to tell us. Sometimes when we approach prayer, we just use the words the church gives us, and the church gives us beautiful words. The words at Mass are given to us. And if we mean what we're saying, those are beautiful prayers. But sometimes we just kind of get in the habit of saying the words while our minds and our hearts are far from it. I know while I was still a fallen away Catholic, my parents would make me come for Christmas and Easter. I have no idea what was happening at Mass because I was thinking of completely different things. But my lips may have been saying exactly what they were supposed to, out of habit. And that's not really prayer. And so sometimes it's good for us to speak from our hearts and to just talk to God about what's going on in our lives, to share with him our joys, our sorrows, our hopes, our dreams, to be vulnerable and open to the Lord, to what he has to share with us. To live out that relationship, to speak to the Lord as we would speak to a friend, a trusted friend, someone whom we rely on, someone whom we're eager to hear from. And when we live out that relationship with the Lord, when we accept that call, and we are built up by God and His grace, then He'll invite us to a further call. He'll send us out, like He did with the apostles, to draw other people to Himself, to bring more people in relationship with Him, so that more people will be with Him in heaven. And God, after building me up in my relationship with Him, convinced me that what's best for me and what's best for others is that I become a priest, and that I draw other people to Him. And so I'm blessed, I'm pleased to be here as your new associate pastor, to share with you the love that the Lord has, to be His instrument of mercy and grace. We're called to be in relationship with the Lord individually, but we're also called to be in relationship with the Lord collectively, together. Because as human beings, we're weak. But if we're doing something with someone else, it makes it easier to continue. If, for example, we decided to develop a new habit of exercise, but we're just doing it by ourselves, sometimes we'll forget and just choose not to. But if we're doing it with others, then it's like, oh, well, I don't want to disappoint my friend. I'm going to go ahead and show up and exercise with him. Kind of similarly with prayer and our relationship with God. Sometimes it takes work and effort, and it doesn't just flow easily. But if we're doing it with others, then we can persevere more easily. It's one of the reasons why we're called to gather every Sunday, to praise and worship God together, so that together we are strengthened, together we journey closer to the Lord. We're called and we're chosen to be in relationship, and then we're sent out to draw others back to God. And so God, after building you up, after strengthening you in your relationship with Him, would invite you to invite others to be in relationship. Maybe He'll send you to friends or family. Maybe He'll send you to coworkers. You have opportunities that I as a priest do not, to reach certain people, to draw them into relationship with the Lord. But first, we must choose to be that follower and allow God to build us up. And part of that is prayer. Opening our hearts and our minds to the Lord, speaking to Him and giving Him the opportunity to speak to us. God speaks in the silence. If we're always running around, always doing things, or even if we stop to pray and we're always doing the talking, it makes it very difficult for us to hear God speak to us. And so it's good for us to speak to the Lord, but also to listen in silence. So let's take a brief moment to just open our hearts and our minds to the Lord in prayer, and to give Him the opportunity to speak to us as we prepare ourselves to encounter Him in the most Holy Eucharist.